Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Trump Indictment Hour. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. This is election meddling. This is the country falling into a banana vote republic. This is the deep state openly flexing its muscles and letting us know that we can't vote for who we want to, and that the corrupt blue cities and states are establishing a absolute tyranny over us. And the main target, ladies and gentlemen, is our children. And so we'll be focused a lot today here with Judge Andrew Napolitano, Roger Stone, and many other experts joining us. But the big picture is this. The Tavistock Institute, on record, created in the 60s, the trans agenda. It had already been planned by Aldous Huxley, brother Julian Huxley, who ran the UN, as a way to end the human family as we know it and create chemicalized, sterilized creatures for depopulation and destroying the existing human order. And that's why it's being promoted by everything from CMT to CNN. Now in public schools across the country, thousands of them, they are keeping the brainwashing programs to get small children to believe they're another sex or not a sex at all, secret from the parents, and they even have spy grids and create files on the parents and their siblings on how they're going to successfully brainwash and sterilize the child. Big article from Fox News on that, with the school documents out of Colorado, in elementary, middle school, and high school. It is total cult brainwashing. We're going to keep you safe. You're really another sex. We're not going to tell your parents. People are out to get you and persecute you. We're going to give you a new secret name. This is 101 hardcore cult brainwashing. This is what the National Education Association is. This is what the teachers' unions are. And it's the exact same program from Australia to Germany, to Canada, to the U.S. They're rolling out in Africa. They're rolling it out in Latin America. They're rolling it out in Asia. The only place that don't allow it is communist China and Russia and some Muslim countries. And as bad as radical, even Orthodox Islam is, it is a savior. If Christianity won't stand up for itself, and I don't mean a savior like Christ, but a savior compared to this. And you know I'm a big opponent of what is really radical, but orthodox, expansionary Islam. But I've got to be honest. Islam is like a fresh, clean drink of mother's milk compared to this. And the Muslims are not putting up with it all over the West. They're the ones fighting back peacefully, but pulling their kids out, filing lawsuits, not putting up with it. Anyone that's insane enough to put their children in a public school or even most of the private schools now where this is actively going on, it is insane. So MTG did a great job on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl when she said, you call Democrats pedos. She said, yeah, well, what do you think it is? Taking them away from their parents, brainwashing them. That's how you control a child more than anything is sexual identity. They're not supposed to do that till they hit puberty, and then they learn themselves, and their family protects them when they're in society. And they're taught morals. To have the state form a sexual relationship with children in the crib, as Bill Clinton's Surgeon General said, reach down and masturbate the babies. But she said that. They want to put their hands on your children's genitals. It's a pedophile cult, folks, in your face, run by scientists. They want to own your bodies. They want to put poison shots in you. And they want access to your children. This is a worldwide death cult. Now arresting our president.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. You also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to this live Tuesday, April 4th, 2023 transmission. You're watching us via television stations, cable stations, or the internet. You can see a shot in front of Trump Tower. We also have shots in front of the courthouse. It will be intermittently going back to where President Trump at 2:15 Eastern time today, 1:15 Central time today, will be turning himself in to the George Soros installed puppet. And the documents and articles are all out and are all confirmed that George Soros put this guy in. He promised to arrest Trump. And an Obama lawyer is inside his office orchestrating it all. So when we talk about Joe Biden and his administration, it's really the third administration of Barack Hussein Obama that's backed by the Bushes and the rest of them. So we go back to George Herbert Walker Bush, the grand poobah of the New World Order. That's one administration. Then his son is two administrations. Then Obama is two administrations. And now Biden is the sixth administration of the CIA coup against our country. And then we get a president in, love him or hate him, who actually was the president and actually was calling the shots. They ignored most of his orders. And it is anathema to this group that believes they own this country and they believe they own your body. They believe they own your children. And they have said, hey, prosecutor investigates my son. I hold back $1 billion. Son of a bitch, he's fired in an hour. Remember that Biden clip? Or Biden saying, doesn't matter, the Russians invade, we will get rid of the Nord Stream pipeline, Nord Stream 2. And they blew it up. And they get some on TV and says, no, we didn't. Even though all the documents have come out. They've been kept from Congress. By the way, how is Biden launching this giant war without congressional oversight? And they went and trained separate regular Navy construction crews because the Navy SEALs, under law, the special operation, have to report back to Congress. So that can be kept secret. They had regular crews train and blow it up, and it's all come out. The whistleblowers. I raise that because these people are lawless crooks who are endangering the whole planet. And then, of course, we have a clip I'll play right now of Biden. And this is Biden saying Trump is not going to be allowed to be president. This is in September of 2022. Last year, he was asked about Donald Trump running again. He said, we have to demonstrate that we will not take power. Read this again. We have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, by making sure he, under the legitimate efforts of the Constitution, does not become the next president again. Boy, that's a mouthful. We just have to make sure he can't run again legitimately to the Constitution. Wow. Coming from the big guy, coming from one of the most corrupt people ever on planet Earth, Joe Biden, a man who literally grubs children in front of everyone, a man who sold us out to China and Russia, a man who's liquidated the border with massive human smuggling, and now President Trump is going to be arraigned today, and they're saying Trump's going to be charged with 34 felony counts, no handcuffs, no mugshot, no jail cell, because they know that image really illustrates that they are incredible criminals, while there's lawlessness and murder and death in all the major blue cities, including New York. And the same DA just this week charged a parking garage attendant who saw a man breaking into cars. It's on surveillance footage. He came over and the man attacked him, took the gun away. But before he took the gun away, he shot the attendant, and the attendant took it away from him and shot him. So literally someone pulls a gun on you, they shoot you, you pull it away and shoot them, and you get charged with attempted murder and illegally owning a gun, even though he didn't own the gun. I mean, I read the indictment a few days ago on Saturday, and I just couldn't even believe it. Someone attacks you with a gun. You fight for your life. And you get charged. That's who these people are, folks. I remember 20 years ago, a man in rural England had been robbed dozens of times. His RV had been stolen. He'd been mugged. He'd been beat up in his house by gypsies that kept robbing him. So he found an old 100-year-old shotgun he got from somebody. And when they came back, he shot and wounded one of them, and he spent something like 12 years in prison. It was another case in England where a thief was on top of somebody's roof who had a skylight, fell through and broke his leg, and he sued and won against the person. These judges that are leftist know they're bringing down society. They're not bleeding heart idiots. They're at war with us. And so every historian, every analyst agrees that this will tear the country apart, and this will weaponize everything, and this will move towards Republicans now starting to indict former presidents. And that's what happens in third world countries. That's the hallmark, one of the hallmarks, one of the earmarks, the signature of this. And they don't care because it will destroy the country, just like dissolving the borders and cutting off the pipelines and brainwashing the children that they're another sex and trying to put them on deadly puberty blockers that stunt their growth and screw them up for life and then have them cut body parts off the deeper they get them into the sick cult. Oh, you're a victim. You're depressed because you didn't cut your penis off. You just took chemicals that made it shrivel up. Get rid of that thing. I mean, that's who we're dealing with, and everybody is beginning to realize this who's not part of the cult, but they've got the brainwashed seminaries, the brainwashed colleges, the brainwashed government workers to a great extent. And sitting on top of it, the Justice Department and the FBI that is more than happy to persecute their political enemies while protecting criminals as the whole society collapses. Meanwhile, I said this last week, and now they've got Peter Strzok and all the usual suspects from the FBI all over TV saying Republicans are going to start killing people, bombing people, shooting people. It's imminent. That means they've got meth head mental patients that are schizophrenic in hotel rooms right now with literal MK Ultra programming, which is a real thing. It's all come out in the news, telling them that they're the Messiah and they're going to save the earth. It's a well-known brainwashing pattern. That's one of them. CIA just apologized to Canada for the seeking immunity last week for more than 10,000 children they kidnapped in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they were trying to create mind control assassins with them. The Fox News, again, Friday, look it up. I mean, they created armies of these people. Sirhan, drugged up. He didn't shoot Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the back. the CIA operative from the Skunk Works did. And that was all witnessed by people as well. Sirhan Sirhan was drugged up on an amnesia drug. He didn't remember any of it. But he was there with a gun in his hand. Did none of the shooting. So they got Sirhan Sirhan's and John Hinckley Jr.'s in the hotel rooms, in the farms, you know, in the woods. They got them outside the cities and outside the towns, ready to roll them in with truck bombs and just machine gun attacks and everything else. And this is the last phase. Indict Trump, start blowing stuff up. And if I was evil, and if I was them, and the same group that runs things today did Oklahoma City and so much more, hopefully we can stop them by talking about this, but they've got the truck bombs loaded right now. You can bet your bottom dollar in this coup against America. And, of course, when they blow up stuff, I will be blamed. And so will you. But remember, we told you who had the motive, who did it in the past, and who stands the gain. We'll be right back with so much today. But our country is under attack.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Republic could not be taken down from without, but it can be taken down from within. And that's exactly what we're all witnessing here today, the weaponization of the legal system, the criminal justice system, but everything has been weaponized against this. And we have to recognize that a predatory corporate world model that is designed to destroy society is in place, working against us right now. I mentioned this Joe Biden clip from September of last year. Here it is.
Conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
And there you go. Total election meddling. Telling 90 million people that voted for Trump, you can't vote for who you want. You can't vote for a former president we stole an election from, and we're going to charge him at the state and federal level all over the country. And they're now reporting, suddenly all the other investigations are hot and more indictments are coming. And that's their strategy. Okay, New York and the Manhattan DA put in there by Soros. This has made Trump go up 30 points in the polls. But once they start hitting him with Georgia and then with D.C. and then with federal, well, he must be bad. I mean, there's all these indictments. Trump charged with 34 felony counts, no handcuffs, no mugshot, no jail cell. New York has introduced legislation that's set to pass, overriding the judges, and because they want this to be a televised kangaroo trial. He will be again showing up at 2:15 Eastern, 1:15 Central. We'll have live coverage of it. We'll also skip the breaks when that is happening. Trump's trial could be televised under new Albany bill. Trump returns to New York to face historic criminal charges. Trump arraignment, judge denies motion to allow live cameras as former president faces criminal charges. Roger Stone says Trump gag order could constitute election interference. Think so? Trump is losing his capacity to control his fate with legal threats swirling. Video, former anti-Trump FBI agent claims GOP criticism of FBI will lead to violence. And that's what the mayor of New York is saying, that MTG coming and protesting, who has no criminal record and is calling for peace, is hate speech and warns her. These people are thugs. As Marjorie Taylor Greene leads protests against Trump indictment, New York City mayor has a message for her. You got to see this. About the misplaced anger and rabble-rousing and hate speech. Ex-AG Bill Barr, Trump indictment, an abomination that makes us look like a banana republic. When we don't look like one we are. Jim Jordan, Trump indictment is about going after anyone who opposes the left's agenda, the establishment's agenda. Bingo. Breaking, attorney Matt Colangelo, if I'm saying that right, Colangelo is the link between Soros, back D.A. Bragg's office in the Obama White House and the Biden DOJ. Trump taps white-collar attorney to helm indictment defense. Todd Blanche. Manhattan's DA office purges executive staff section from website. And, of course, it's a bunch of Soros and communists and leftists. It's an incredible breakdown. Meanwhile, President Trump is way up in all the polls since indictment, crushing the field. That's just some of the news and information we're going to be laying out here today. But Trump arrived last night. He's in New York. See the crowds out there. It is a carnival atmosphere. It's beyond upsetting what's happening because this is the takedown of the country. And then I have clips of New York Assembly people, of New Jersey Democrat leader, of the press secretary of the governor of Arizona. I mean, I've got dozens of these. And videos all over the country of trans rallies that happen, I guess, every weekend now around the country in different cities. Being asked, will you decry the woman or man that went and killed the three little children and the three adults in cold blood, was trying to kill more, tried to kill a bunch of police. She shot at them out the window as they came in. And they say, nope, we won't. And just everywhere, the left has been celebrating it and saying, this is what you get. So those 9-year-old children that she gunned down, that's what you get. And the internet just flooded with, I mean, I'm not even looking for it. It's just everywhere with, quote, trans people saying, we're oppressed, you're killing us, we're going to come kill you. And they go, we have the highest suicide rate, we have the highest death rate, because they're almost half of them in studies are sex workers and are in a really destructive lifestyle in a sex cult. And they're killing themselves, and they're being killed not by us but by their pimps and all this. And then they point at conservatives thinking we want to run around and quote, hurt people in drag, or we want to ban books. No, we're saying you can't have pedophilic books telling kids to get in the back of a van with a guy when they come to your backyard. And then it shows the man having sex with a child and how wonderful it is. That's just one of the books. We don't want that in school libraries. And people get up and ask legislatures, they get up and ask city councils, we played the videos. They start reading penthouse write-ups about sex. That's about adults having sex. And they say, would this be okay in the school? And they say, we can't answer that. Because everybody knows you don't put penthouse in the elementary school or the high school. But penthouse doesn't tell, hey, if you're in a backyard and a man next door invites you in his shed and wants to give you a blowjob, go ahead and go over. You'll like it. It'll be fun. Ask the man to give you a blowjob. And then, oh, if a man asks you to give, these are books from school. If a nice man wants to just give you pleasure, remember what Oprah Winfrey said a few years ago? She said, well, kids don't know it's abuse. They like it. And of course, she was famously abused and a sex slave and then a prostitute and all the rest of it. So, I mean, these people are a sex cult. And they are sexualizing our children. It is a pedophile cult, because that's how you control the future. If you can form their sexual identities, you've won.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals, turmeric toothpaste, and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsWar.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. We have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this massive Trump indictment, 34 indictments, is a felony action by Alvin the Chipmunk Bragg, and Trump's lead lawyer, I have a clip coming up of that, made that point. He said, this is a felony to leak this. But of course, it was a felony to leak the Supreme Court ruling, but the FBI can't find out who did that either, because they probably did it. And you remember Comey telling Congress he never leaked anything, but it turned out he leaked over 500 times, but he went, oh no, I gave it to a university professor dean who then gave it to the media. That's like a mafia don on the stand saying, I didn't order the murder of, say, a rival crime boss. I ordered the captain in that area to order his soldiers to do it. Oh, no, we don't leak anything. We just give it to a university professor who does it all. Okay. So that'd be like, if I was a kingpin drug dealer selling 1,000 keys of cocaine a month, and they caught me ordering my minions to go sell it, and then I go, well, I don't deal the cocaine myself. I don't break it up and cut it and mix it and then distribute it. I mean, I just ship it in from Colombia. I mean, well, I'm not the cocaine dealer here. I mean, you know. And they just... None of this even makes sense. They just bombard us with nonsense and just normalize all this craziness. It is a felony in a lot of Congress, and Comey did it over and over again. All of them did it. And the only person I haven't seen lie in front of Congress of these people, from the tech heads, you name it, is Redfield. He's like, yeah, we made the virus, took it up in the lab, probably released it on purpose, and we're making stuff even worse, and it's just stopped, and I'm not going to lie. Meanwhile, all the other scientists get up there and go, we've never even heard of gain-of-function. We're like, well, here's 50 emails of you saying, this is the greatest gain-of-function, we need to do more of this. It's just the level of the lying and the level of the spin is insane. And the thing is, they're not getting in trouble for it, so you've got to ask what's coming next. Well, Roger Stone's going to talk about that with us in the next hour. The Judge Andrew Napolitano joins us after that. It is a circus in New York. A lot of people ask me, they said, why didn't you send Owen Schroyer up there to cover this? Owen's not allowed to leave. He's on pretrial probation, charged, facing a year in prison for being with me outside the Capitol trying to stop people going in. And by the way, in their filing post-arrest, the FBI and the Justice Department, I've read it on air, said that Owen went to the Capitol and attacked people. Now, it's all verifiable on body cams that he did no such thing, but they don't care because they can commit felonies. The judges have said the FBI is allowed to lie. The judges don't even think it's a big deal. They're like, oh, you okay. All right. And he went inside and attacked people and led people into the Capitol and attacked the inside of the Capitol. Okay. And they're going to, if he doesn't plead guilty, they're going to put him in a new D.C. jury. And they're not going to let him put on any evidence. They're just going to say, the FBI agent, he says that you did this. And here's a sworn affidavit from the Justice Department. It's like saying Dumbo's a documentary and elephants fly with their ears. And it's such a level of evil and it's so transparent. It doesn't even make me mad anymore. I'm like, why do you people act like this? Why would you want to do this to your own country? Why are you so horrible? What is your problem? Well, look at Strzok's testimony, how demonic he looks. Like, if I tried to look demonic, and I'm pretty good with my facial expressions, I couldn't look that evil. That's him going, like Grimer worm tongue from Lord of the Rings. I mean, it's like, who are these people? Hissing. And Anderson Cooper sometimes will be acting totally normal, and then and all of a sudden his face goes totally demonic, and he goes, let me show folks the Anderson Cooper face. We all of a sudden he'll be like, and he'll go, I can't even make the face. And it goes right back to normal. It looks just like Strzok. I can't even make the faces. There's an animated GIF of a bunch of Strzok's faces together that shows it. I mean, these people are freaking crazy, man. They are nuts. And all I want is away from them. I don't want to be in power. I don't want to be in Hollywood. I don't want to be in the D.C. club. I just want you to leave us alone, you evil people. I mean, I've got stacks of them. All the major hospitals in the country, I mean, the big ones, are gearing up to perform millions of castrations of little boys. I, I've got the articles right here. Hundreds of thousands ain't enough, folks. So let's get into that, and let's get into the latest developments with the Restrict Act, because all of this is part of the net we've been caught in by these psychotics that are putting themselves in the net, too. They really are demonic. They really want to hurt good people. They really want to hurt children. And I've got video after video. I played them some last week, but I watched like 15 of them this weekend. Of Democrats going, got what you deserved. You guys tried to pass a law to persecute trans people in Tennessee, and you saw what happened. Yeah, we saw you shoot at the cops and kill little kids and shoot them in the head, shoot them in the chest, and shoot the teacher and shoot the principal. Man, we saw it. She's a victim. He's a victim. That poor victim, she sure showed you. And it's not just crazy leftists at rallies that are like, we're not going to decry what he did. You persecuted us. The hell we did. You're a damn cult run by the CIA and the Tavistock Institute taking over our world, coming after our kids. 20 years ago, if you imagined something like this, it'd be fantastical. I told you it was coming, reading their documents. But it's something entirely different when you're actually living it. So we're going to go to break, but I'm going to start getting to these clips. Here's MTG being gaslit by Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. And she says, the Democrats are pedophilic? No, the whole globalist system is. All the big corporations funding this. To form a relationship with a child, to keep a secret from the parents, to tell them they're another sex, to try to get them on chemicals that affect their puberty and stunt their growth, and to put them on skids, on rails, to be sterilized. That's beyond just molesting them. That's trying to destroy them. But they made it fashionable and a right, and said the group they're targeting is being persecuted by those of us trying to save them. Everything is inverted with these people. Here they are gaslighting.
Says that are over the top, like
the Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Jocelyn Elders, when she was being confirmed, and she wasn't confirmed, as the Surgeon General in 1993, and you can read her writings everywhere, said we need to masturbate the boys and girls at 6 months of age, and that the preschools need to be trained by law to diddle the children. I mean, you imagine you walk in, your husband or wife is diddling the baby, you're gonna go to jail. You're gonna break their neck. But they just do it right out in the open, like, we're good. We're going to diddle your children. We're going to reach down and masturbate them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
So, what's the hallmark of a child abuser, of a molester, of one of these truly evil scumbags of scumbags? They have techniques and they have systems of training children by increments to accept more and more abuse and then never tell authorities or their parents. And now you're just seeing the complete mainlining of that. So I want to play the MTG clip one more time, because when you see these articles coming out every day, they come out in Texas. They come out in Colorado. They come out in New York. They come out in Tennessee. They come out in Idaho. They come out in California. They come out everywhere. It's the same in Australia, same in France, same in the UK. All the Western countries, massive corporate funding. And they go, oh, sexualizing kids is drag queen time. Not that we're against men dressing up like women. I mean, hell, Bob Hope did that. The Three Stooges did that. Police Academy's hilarious where they dress up like, you know, girls infiltrate the prostitutes. The point is, Steven Crowder's gone and done that. I even dressed up like Wonder Woman as a joke on a comedy show once. It was hilarious. But I wasn't shaking my ass in front of kids and telling them they're another sex. That's what this is. I didn't have little kids putting G-strings in my thong. I mean putting $20 bills in my G-string. I wasn't wearing a G-string either. I was just wearing a funny wig, but... So they misrepresent that, oh, you want to ban books. No, we don't want you giving pedophilic books that are probably illegal to children. Oh, you want to ban drag shows. No, knock yourselves out. Just don't have them be sexually lewd and have children there. So we all know what this is. This is all accepted fact. But you always see it as an article here, an article there. It's going on everywhere. And you've got to go read the article on InfoWars.com. And then you link through to the Fox News article, because I spent an hour this morning an hour I didn't have. I got up about 5 a.m., got some coffee, took a shower. About 5:30, one of my friends sends me a Fox News link, and I'll show you the article, and I ended up clicking and reading more than 30 pages of the school documents. And ladies and gentlemen, they hand out little brochures to the elementary kids and say, you could be a walrus, you could be a tiger, or you could be a unicorn. You could be things that don't exist. But it's important when you're deciding, maybe you're a boy, maybe you're a girl, maybe you're something else, that you not tell your parents, because you're going to be a superhero now. Just like the ad saying you're a superhero when you take the shots. And you don't want your parents to know. And then here's the key. It goes through how the school, working with outside NGOs, intelligence agencies, profiles the parents and siblings in a file. These are school records that the parents can't see to decide if the parents can be told their child as young as 5 is transitioning. They then give the child, these are their teachers, they believe they're to instruct them, that they're another sex. They're given a new name but told, your mommy and daddy might hurt you. You're persecuted now because you're in this special group and have won this prize. These are children, the types that would get in the van with a killer because they don't know, hey, I got a puppy. Hey, I got candy. They tell them, you are like a superhero. You could be anything you want. You could be a unicorn. You could be a bear. You could be a boy. I'm a girl. You could be a boy. We're going to have a drag queen come in here now and tell you that, okay? He's a convicted pedophile, but it's okay. It's liberal. So this is such psychological abuse to then get them in the system, confuse them, screw them up, get them on puberty blockers, and then have them surgically remove their breasts, their penises, and their testicles. Here's the boil-down article on Infowars.com. Colorado district keeping school-sanctioned gender transition secret from parents. And then, again, the gender unicorn. They start teaching them in elementary school that they could be different. And then they ask little boys, are you attracted to little boys? Well, little boys are obviously attracted to little boys to play with them with blocks and with toy guns and fort. And they ask little girls, do you like boys or girls more? And when the little girl says, I like girls more, because girls want to play with girls mainly, you are a lesbian. You love girls. And then the girl, little girls, yeah, I like girls. This is written by psychological warfare experts, the same curriculum, worldwide, corporately force-fed. And they go, oh, you're abusing the children. They're in the elite club. That's why in places like San Francisco and Seattle, up to 60% of the children identify as trans. Because they think they're being, like, it's like a superhero. What superhero? Are you Aquaman? Are you Wonder Woman? Are you? No, no, no. Unbelievable. And it's all the documents. Look at this. Where it says we have to profile the siblings, we have to profile the parents, and we cannot let them know in elementary, middle school, and high school that this is going on, and these are secret documents for the safety of the children. A total cult. Here's the full article. Fox News. Colorado District Equality Docs, Equity Docs reveal the methodical system to deceive parents on in-school social transitions. See, because they don't want a school where you learn reading, writing, arithmetic, agriculture, how to be successful in life, business, sports, your body's healthy, camaraderie. No. They're literally brainwashing facilities to get people on the fast track to be sterilized and totally screwed up into this cult. And it gets worse. Boston Children's Hospital director calls for drastic increase in capacity for gender surgery for minors. And they're gearing up. They're saying, we make a lot of money off this, A, and B, it's like a plastic surgery, but they get like twice the money. But it's attached to a whole political system. We need to be able to serve millions of people. It's like, oh, we're all so loving. We're all so open. We want to put kids on drugs and sterilize them. Oh, we're all so nice. I mean, that's what evil looks like, folks. That's what a cult looks like. And I grew up in Dallas, and I liked football, but I got so sick of the Dallas Cowboys and the cult of the game, and it's all anybody talked about, and the flags everywhere, and it was just, by the time I was, you know, older, I just hated it. But that wasn't a cult teaching kids how to cut their penises off. Or not telling parents they're brainwashing kids illegally, right under their noses, and premeditatively doing it all. But I was in New York a couple years ago, on some podcast, and it was Gay Pride Month or whatever, and it was rainbow flags everywhere, people marching everywhere, little kids, all this brainwashing. It was just everywhere. It was just everywhere. This is the culture. This is what we get. And it's being forced on us. And it's mutilating children and destroying parental rights. Look at this. Bud Light makes special can to celebrate Dylan Mulvaney's 365 days of girlhood. And all the magazines and all the publications and all the corporations give men awards now, 3 years running. Women never get the awards. The man saying he's a woman gets the award. You're being colonized by this cult. Women are having their identity stolen. It gets worse. Video, MSNBC talking head says guns are our new Moloch. And then they, after the school shooting, said we're being hunted. Trans are being killed. Totally made up. Bud Light stands by partnership with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney despite backlash. So when a mosque gets shot, it's a hate crime to the left. When a synagogue gets shot, it's a hate crime to the left. But when a Christian school gets shot, little kids get killed, why do these people hate trans people? So there you go. It's all the corporations. They're literally at war with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Kid Rock shot up a 12-pack of it and got millions of views, and everybody's celebrating. And I get what he's doing, but how about you just throw the Bud Light in the trash? We don't even want him at any level. You know, they've got images everywhere, and they're all talking about how they're going to kill us, how they're going to shoot us, and how we deserve to die, and the kids deserve to die. Let's not meet that with the type of vitriol they're trying to incite us into. But I still like to shoot beer cans anyways. I mean, sometimes I'm going to the shooting range. I want a fun target to shoot. Pull over a 12-pack of beer, cheap beer, and shoot it. I've shot Bud Light, but not because they're in line with the globalist agenda to force feed all this tyranny. All right, we're going to get back into the Trump indictment. We got Roger Stone joining us, and we've got Judge Andrew Napolitano, and I've got a bunch of other news on the internet censorship with Matt Taibbi and this Restrict Act. He's had time to read the whole bill. His analysis is exactly as mine was a week and a half ago. So it's again, total straitjacket, total surveillance, total control, 20 years in prison for no reason. I mean, it's all coming up next hour. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen,